beside myself in a boat both small and light. Pushed off for Gennesaret in the first watch of the night. But a storm came up at midnight, blowing hard down on the prow. We started losing headway, shipping water stern and bow. When someone shouted loud, "Hey, look to starboard on the sea!" The men screamed out in terror at the form we all could see. Someone was walking on the water, and we trembled, cried, and prayed. But he stopped and turned and he spoke to us. "It is I, don't be afraid." I shouted out to Jesus, "If it's you, then call to me, and tell me now to come to you and walk across the sea." And without a second's thought, he looked at me and answered, "Come." My insides turned to water, my mind went blank and numb. I climbed across the gunwale, looking straight into his eyes. But long before I'd reached his side, the wind began to rise. And I forgot him in an instant, and I sank just like a stone. I cried out, "Jesus, save me," and his hand was on my own. "Oh, man of little faith," he said, "what made you doubt my word? Have you been this long with me without knowing what you've heard?" We climbed into the boat, and all at once the wind was gone. The sea turned calm and gentle, the day began to dawn. We knelt amazed and worshipped him for the power he displayed. For all that we had seen had left us wondering and dismayed. It was not till after Pentecost I began to understand. But even when I doubted him, he did not let go my hand.